The beginning of today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear of the tremendous unity and communion that existed in the early church, when we're told the community of believers was of one heart and mind, to the point where even their own possessions they would willingly share with those in need without giving it a second thought. When we think of unity and communion, which is really supposed to be one of the four hallmarks of the church, we recognize that it's something that we desire, but isn't always something which is so easy for us to achieve. And I think in today's liturgy of the word, we have some indications of really what was the basis of this unity which the early church had, and what are the principles that we can look to help ourselves live in better communion and unity with other people. So there's four brief points that I would like to highlight from today's liturgy that point to where this communion is originating from. And the first point is precisely the origin and principle of communion, which is going to be that they are all born of the one Spirit. Through baptism, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the family of God. And this, therefore, is called to mark our life in a radical way, that we see each other as being brothers and sisters, that we see each other as being members of the same family who have the same origin in the Most Holy Trinity. And this, without question, is the underlying cause of unity in the early church. The second part of the unity in the early church, which continues to exist today, we hear in today's gospel, which again is the allusion to Jesus hanging on a tree and that all those who look to him will be saved. The mission of Jesus and Jesus' crucifixion, his passion, it really is to reconcile all human beings to God. And in this reconciliation that we find by looking at the cross, this too becomes a point of unity. Jesus didn't just die for me, but he died for all of humanity. And this too is a point which unites us. The cause of our unity is the one sacrifice of Jesus. The third point highlighted in today's liturgy of their unity is that they are all participating in the same mission. See, all the disciples and apostles are active in preaching the Paschal mystery, that is to say, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when you have the same mission as your neighbor, when you have the same goal and work that you're about, that too becomes a point of unity. And therefore, for the early disciples, they rejoice in one another's successes and they suffer with one another in their failures. But because they share the same mission, this too becomes a point of unity among them. And fourthly and finally, we also should point out in this Easter season that the other great cause of unity in the early church, which too ought to be a great cause of unity and communion for us, is that we all share the same goal in life. We are all pilgrims headed toward an encounter with Jesus Christ at the end of our life, all destined to encounter the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and heaven as the final goal in our life. And this too, when we have the same purpose in life, ought to be something which unites us closely together. So, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that within our families, within our parishes, within our communities, that we would always recognize these principles of unity that existed in the early church, that we would look to the Holy Spirit as being the principle and origin of unity, as the cause of unity in the family of God, that we would see in the cross of Jesus Christ that he reconciled all of us to the Father, that we would recognize we have the same mission to preach the Paschal mystery of Jesus, and that we would recognize that we have the same goal in life to achieve eternal communion in the resurrection of Jesus. And with this in mind, we ask God for the grace that we would always be united to him and to one another in a perfect communion of mind and heart. Amen.